I want you all to remember three things. Three rules. One is that when you give a government a power, it will never voluntarily relinquish it. Second rule, if you give a government a power, it will ultimately abuse that power to the maximum extent possible. And the third rule is that nobody ever complied their way out of totalitarianism.
All right, that's the distinctive voice of RFK Jr. He says so many good things I just really enjoy, and he's very smart. Well, he certainly grew up with an uncle who understood communism and fought communism, and that was John F. Kennedy, the president. That was his uncle. So he understands totalitarianism, as many of us who are, you know, of a certain age understand that because we've seen it globally. So there are people, though, I have to tell you, there are people in this country who are fighting back fiercely. So don't be faint of heart. It's time to fight. It's time to be a warrior. I don't know if that means taking up arms. It may come to that at some point if it comes to survival. But right now, fighting in a different way, fighting politically, fighting in this election, fighting to for what's right on abortion, for what's right on transgenderism, for to protect our children, to protect our border and stop the bleeding, to protect our future, our finances, our ability to buy groceries, to survive as Americans, our ability to be Americans and citizenship, meaning what it should mean, or people that love this country and embrace the Constitution and its laws. That's where we need to get back to. And so we were just in Washington, D.C. at the Pray, Vote, Stand meeting, which is the annual a conference for Family Research Council. And so Bruce and I are going to talk to you at the end of the show a little bit about what's happening. We're going to get a little personal with you about that conference and some things with us also. But first, Tony Perkins was one of my guests. Tony, of course, is the president of Family Research Council. I've known Tony since when he first came to FRC because I was president at CWA when he came. So we have a nice friendship. And we talked about our country, about the Christians' role in trying to pull things back. And that's what you're going to hear. But first, you can call us at 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can go to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Getter or Truth Social, YouTube or Telegram to find some of information. Sandy Rios Tweet, at Sandy Rios Tweet is my Twitter handle, which is where I actually comment the most. You can listen on any podcast platform. AFR.net is our home base, American Family Radio, but Spotify, Amazon, Apple, all of those and others are, host Sandy Rios 24/7. So that's really nice. You can also listen at sandyrios.com if that's easier for you. Well, the left is zealous for the blood of babies, going as far as supporting free abortions at the DNC. You remember that? Kamala's extreme radical stance for abortion is evidence in her running mate. As First Things reported, Tim Walz supports the right to infanticide. Infanticide is the taking of a baby's life after birth. It's insanity. The media has dubbed this as the abortion election. We have to stand up to this evil. And when you join forces with Preborn, the largest pro-life organization in the nation, you are protecting the greatest victims in our society, babies in their mom's wombs. Preborn network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas in the nation, and they have rescued over 300,000 babies. When a woman considering abortion searches to end her baby's life, Preborn is there. The power of the ultrasound combined with God's love doubles a chance for the baby's life. One ultrasound is just $28 and five ultrasounds, $140. Just give as generously as you can. We've talked about it every day I've been on this podcast. And I hope that you'll continue giving. And maybe some of you are new and have never contributed. But if you know, this pricks your conscience and you want to help, go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. All right, stay tuned because Tony Perkins will join us today on this edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness. That we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice. Not social justice, but God's justice. What's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up. Speak up. Say something. Do something. All right, this is Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7 on Radio Row at Pray, Vote, Stand at the beautiful Omni Shoreham Hotel. And Tony Perkins just came and sat down. He's been on the stage constantly. I don't know how you do it, Tony. I don't know how you host and do the panels and do your own show. Seriously, what's your secret? I want your secret, your vitamins. What are they?
I got a great staff that just keeps, this points me in the right direction. And I just keep going. I got a great team.
You do have a great staff. And you know, one other thing I just wanted to, this just really occurred to me in a new way. I really love how you champion all these people around the country that have found themselves in trouble with the government, with law. You get, sometimes give them jobs. I see some of them here, the pro-life dad from Pennsylvania I saw is on your staff. And I really do love that. And I just want to encourage others to do the same in whatever venue that you're in, business that you have, put them to work because they're desperate. And I don't know if you heard this yet, Tony, it just happened, but Tina Peters, who is the Gold Star mom in Colorado, who is the with the election clerk, whatever, she was in charge of elections in her county, she's almost 70 years old. She's she was just sentenced to 9 years in prison. Just yesterday morning, 9 years in prison, and the judge didn't even let her go home, get her affairs in order. She's right in prison. It's horrific. She's a strong Christian, strong believer. That's why she wouldn't bend on what the truth was in her situation. So they're all around us. I'm afraid we're entering a new uncharted territory, aren't you?
We are. And the danger here, Sandy, as we've seen it, as we lose truth, we lose justice with it. And that's why we have to contend for truth. What is truth? Truth is revealed to us. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but by me. But his word reveals truth. But we're at a point where we can't even agree on male and female.
No. What is a woman?
Right.
I don't know. What is a
woman? So these people think, well, you know, it's just personal preference. But here's the reality of this. When we choose to go down this path as a society, we lose truth. And when we lose truth, we lose justice. And some of the, well, but you know, you got these conservatives. It may be conservatives today, but it'll be others tomorrow. Because we've seen this. We saw this with the Me Too kind of movement, where the standard changed. Now, for us, it was always wrong to do these type of things, but for those that were engaged in it, though, it was acceptable at the moment, only to change later because they had lost their idea of truth and justice. So when you're anchored in the truth, don't even worry about justice because justice follows.
I totally agree. I remember when Bill Clinton famously said, it depends on what is. And we had a national debate, remember that, on lying? What was truth? And everybody lies. Everybody lies. Kind of a redefinition of talking about things that we never talked about because truth was just the standard. And I remember I was on radio in Chicago and I thought, you know, this is going to affect everything. When there's no truth, there's no truth in banking, in numbers. There's no truth. There's no truth anywhere. Everything, every profession, everything is going to break down. But I don't think I ever thought it would happen in our lifetimes.
Right. Right, and to where we see, you know, what bathroom you use and whether or not you're safe there or what sports you play in. I mean, when truth dies in the street, justice is gone.
We both feel the power of truth, so we can take...
That's right, and that's why as Christians we have to continue to speak truth You know, in Ephesians 4 says, or to speak that truth in love, we speak it in a redemptive fashion because we want people to come to the truth, because it is the truth that will make them free. And so we can never shrink back and be silent about the truth just because it's not popular.
No, and we have to reckon with the fact that there's going to be a price to be paid, just like Tina's playing. She's on my heart this morning because of what's happened to her. And I do have confidence she's going to go into that prison and she'll have a ministry. She will be a powerful force for those women. I know that's going to happen with her, but still, I want to change the subject because the opening night here at Pray Vote Stand, Tony, was remarkable to me. It was a worship service, which was wonderful. Your worship is always wonderful. Your Sunday morning services are always wonderful. It's one of my favorite things of coming here, seriously. But you had this panel on Israel, and I know that you're passionate about Israel, as I am. And it was just, I mean, I find myself just so thrilled with what's happening there. I feel my spirit quickening, and I just feel this anticipation as we see God playing out. But here's my question for you. You are a pastor. You are particularly in the Southern Baptist Convention. I'm not going to pick on them necessarily, but I would say to you that for the most part, the Southern Baptist pastors, their hearts are not quickening about Israel. I don't think they're paying that much attention. Somehow they have disconnected themselves from the God, our God, who's the God of the Jews. They are his chosen people. They've disconnected. It doesn't impact them. And this is, I believe they're missing out on one of the greatest blessings of our time right now. Why is that happening?
Well, Sandy, this is going to sound like a simplistic answer, but it's kind of my answer to everything when we talk about people not understanding the times. It's because we're not abiding in the Word of God and walking in the Word of God. You cannot be in the Word of God. And I'm not talking about just preparing a sermon. I'm talking about walking through the Word of God and seeing it unfold before your very eyes. I mean, I share with you that anticipation. I was there in Israel in March after the atrocities of October. I went to the sites where many of the kibbutz were overrun. I went to the Nova Music Festival site where the blood was shed. We actually repented because America facilitated that with our funding of UNRWA, which we now know very clearly they were actually paying the Hamas fighters. Hamas fighters were on the UNRWA payroll, which the Biden administration literally gave hundreds of millions of dollars to. United Nations Refugee Work Relief Fund. And they even had a Hamas command post in their school. And of course, we know from the material that they've been teaching the kids to hate Jews, and we've been funding this. Now, the Trump administration cut it off, part because of the advocacy that evangelicals and members of Congress put forward. The Biden administration not only re-engaged, but paid all the money back that Trump had taken out. So we bear responsibility directly for that attack, so we repented of it. But if we're not in the Word of God, understanding the times in which we live, and that's why that's been part of the focus here at the Pray Vote Stand Summit, is understanding these times. This is not just another time. This is not just another issue. This is a moment in time in which we have to be faithful. And if we remain, you know, what is history going to say about us? If it's not history, what is God going to say when we stand before?
Tony, you're an ordained minister, but did you go to seminary? I know you were a policeman, you were a legislator, so I don't know.
No, formally did not go to
seminary. See, that's the blessing. I'm telling you, sorry, I'm interrupting you, because seminaries, including Southern Baptist, I know this, I've been the recipient of this in different ways, talking about replacement theory.
I was not born into a churched home. I was born in an unchurched home, and I was a young boy when I went to a vacation Bible school, and so I went to that, brought my father back to the church, and he came to Christ, and my mother, and so our family then became a church-going, Bible-believing Christians. And from the age of 12, I've been a student of Scripture. Liberty graduate, Dr. Falwell made sure we all had Bibles, so I've had formal training, but not in seminary. But I have a love for the Word of God. And that's one of the things I do is I do a daily Stand on the Word Bible study, a devotional. And folks can find out about that. They can text Bible to 67742. But it's a two-year journey through the Bible. And we've been leading thousands of people through a systematic chronological study of the Word of God from this perspective of its application to the world in which we live.
Yeah. Well, there is no replacement for just the Scripture. I used to teach Bible study years ago, and I had all the commentaries and would study. And I came to a point in my life where I don't want any more commentaries. And I haven't from that point. Obviously, I learned a lot from them. So I'm not saying don't use commentaries, but now for the last 20 years, I'm just in the Word.
Well,
just having my worship and devotion time with that night. That's what really teaches us ultimately.
Yeah, what started me on this is I was looking for a devotional for my family because I have five kids, and this was a number of years ago. I was trying to get something that would speak to, I had at the time, I think a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old and all the way down to a 2-year-old. So trying to find something, looked, couldn't find anything. And then finally the Holy Spirit said, why don't you just use the Bible? And so I built a Bible reading plan. It's not a commentary. It's the Bible reading plan, but broken into sustainable chunks of 10 to 15 minutes every day. But the discussion questions that go with it to help families read the Bible and study it together.
That's very good. How can people get that again?
Just text Bible to 67742. Bible to 67742. So it's not a commentary. It's the Bible, but broken into chronological daily chunks with questions. So you can do it together.
All right, fast forward to right now. Fast forward. I guess we were right now, but this is different. We'll pivot. We have to talk about the upcoming election. It's just hurtling. The time is going away. And I think evangelicals are puzzled. They're confused. Melania made a very disturbing statement about abortion just a few days ago. We can't run from that.
Nope.
And so, Tony, what are you saying to Christians about the upcoming election in terms of their voting choices?
Well, I mean, I think there's the choice remains clear, not as clear as we would like. I'm disappointed, very disappointed. I've been very clear about this, disappointed in the Republican Party platform. I was on the platform committee, and we were shut down. Marsha Blackburn was the chair, senator from Tennessee, did not allow debate. First time in the history of the modern party, no debate, no discussion, a horrific platform which removed the 40-year stand for life, definition of marriage, religious liberty. Even the bold stand for Israel was gone. Second Amendment completely removed from the platform.
And could I hold your thought? I want to say that you had a lot to do with that platform, as did Phyllis Schlafly, our mutual friend. That was a lifelong work of hers.
2016, we wrote that platform. Phyllis was a part of it. And it was the best platform the party had ever had. And it helped, I believe, because he embraced it at the time, President Trump. helped propel him into office.
Ray Creek.
So that was all removed, and that was puzzling, and the process was puzzling. But then you have the statements by the former president saying this is a state issue. And Sandy, I'll be very candid. What's troubling is that there are many people, even in the pro-life movement, that are echoing. Look, a fundamental God-given right is not contained by the border of a state. When you think... The founder said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Would we be satisfied with continuing liberty to a geographical boundary?
A state-by-state decision, whether you're going to be free or whether you're going to carry guns.
See, we fought that battle
right
over freedom and liberty. But now we're this issue of life. We cannot compromise on this. So people say, well, you're saying we shouldn't vote? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying we can express our concern and our disagreement while at the same time looking at where the two candidates, and I'm talking right now, I'm at the presidential, stand in totality on the issues, okay? And then we vote for that candidate or that party that is most clearly aligned with biblical truth. It's not really in question as to who is more aligned with biblical truth. I'm concerned that it's not as aligned as it should be, but that does not excuse us to not vote. We still have to vote. We have to cast a vote, but at the same time, we have to, as I said, pray, vote, stand. We pray, we're praying for our country. We're praying for wisdom. We vote, and then we continue to stand for truth, voicing our opinions according to biblical truth and saying this is not acceptable and we're going to work to change it.
Yes, and we have a lot of work to do. And I think we've gotten lazy because we've become like a pro-life country and a pro-life party for the most part. And all of that's coming unraveled. And so now it's like roll up your sleeves. We have to win the hearts and the minds, to borrow the phrase that everyone uses, but it's true on this issue. And there are so many ways to do that because the truth is still the truth. But Tony, thank you. I know there's a line of people who want to interview you, but it's always a pleasure. God bless your work and God bless your leadership here at Family Research Council. You've done a great job.
Thank you, Sandy. Very kind. And thank you for being here. Always great to see you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7.
Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Preborn is the direct competition to the abortion industry and the largest provider of free ultrasounds in the U.S. By letting a woman see her baby on ultrasound and hear the heartbeat, a baby's chance of life doubles. I tell you about that every time we talk, but I just want to tell you again and hope that you will support in the very most generous way that you can Preborn. Preborn.com/Sandy. That's Preborn.com/Sandy. Hi, it's Sandy Rios, your old friend from The Morning Show. So many crucial and frightening events are unfolding before our eyes that we have decided to re-engage with the daily news on Sandy Rios 24/7, as we once did in the mornings. I want to invite you to come over to the podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, so that we can work our way through these difficult times together. Just go to AFR.net or any podcast platform. You can also find Sandy Rios 24/7 at sandyrios.com. And one more thing, a fun thing. My book, God's Velvet Hammer, is now on Audible. Sometimes listening is better than reading. I recorded it in my own voice, which makes it even more personal for all of you who know me so well. Audible books are available on Amazon.com. God bless each and every one of you for your faithfulness to Him. My prayer is that as we stand together in this battle, we can finish well.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Do we have a real close ally in Prime Minister Netanyahu?
I think, with all due respect, the better question is, do we have an important alliance between the American people and the Israeli people? And the answer to that question is yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a president, vice president. Which is she? Kamala Harris, not supporting Netanyahu, pretty blatantly. No, I can't answer that first part, but we have a closeness between the American people. That's true. The American people support Israel, except for those Americans in New York who are not Americans. They say they are, but they hate Israel and they want to destroy it. They are the Islamists among us. Aren't we proud that we let them in? Well, all right, so this is what we're facing in terms of the leadership. But in this upcoming election, of course, we have Kamala Harris versus President Donald Trump. And I'm not here to talk about right this beyond what Tony and I discussed. I'm not going to discuss any more of that today except to say to you, please, please register to vote, first of all, if you still can in your state. And don't be one of those followers of Christ who think it's righteous not to vote because the candidates, you know, are maybe not as righteous as you are, not as pristine as you are. Don't use that not voting as some sort of a statement of your own righteousness. I've heard that. I'm not voting because, you know, like it's something to be proud of. It's not something to be proud of. You are going to contribute to the destruction of your country, to the misery of your children, groaning under the debt, not being able to find jobs, and heaven even knows what else. We have so many foreign threats. We will be lucky if we have a country in another year or so if we don't vote smartly in this election. So I'm begging you don't be self-righteous about this vote. You do what you know you need to do. Okay, I've asked Bruce to join me because we've had some adventures the last month or so. Bruce, I'm just going to put you on the spot. How many miles have we driven in the last, 4 weeks?
In the last 4 weeks, we have driven, I think, about 6,000 miles. But that 6,000 miles, the actual driving of it was condensed into about maybe 8 days, maybe nine. I mean, we've been averaging 800 to 900 miles a day when we have been actually on the road. So yeah. We've been road warriors.
Yeah, yeah. And we're doing that because I just want to say I'm going to a lot of these events like the film festival in Texas because I feel it's really important. I got really important interviews. You've heard some of them, but you haven't heard all of them. A lot of J6ers were down there. I got some of their stories. And, of course, other people talking about sex trafficking, which I think we've discussed. And you'll hear some other things as well, because I want to be there, and I also want to encourage. I believe this is the time. There were a lot of Christians there, so it's not a Christian event, but you know when you're with the body of Christ. You know when people are believers, and they were. Most of them were. And so it was fellowship and encouragement during these difficult times. So that was a really long trip from Florida to Texas and then back in such a short period of time. And then we just, as I said earlier, drove to Washington, D.C., there and back. I did 10 interviews, and plus then I was interviewed with Todd Starnes, and then I did a Newsmax hit. So it was a pretty wild time. I do that on purpose, so I'm going to be bringing you interviews like with Gary Hamrick, Carter Conlon, the pastor of Times Square Church in New York City, the nurse whistleblower who revealed that Texas Children's Hospital was continuing to give hormones to children and get them into gender transitioning. Very brave. That was quite the interview. Vodi Bakum, who lives in Zambia, has 9 kids. General Jerry Boykin, oh my goodness, he's had some incredible things happened to him recently, and he got real personal with us, and that's one thing you want to miss. Walt Heyer, the trans, former trans man who is like the lone wolf because of his experience, fighting back on what is true about changing your gender. He was a man who changed to a woman, changed back to a man, married, and now he's a crusader. So I love Walt, and we had a great conversation. And today, Tony Perkins and then David Barton. I've known David for years of Wall Builders, but we had a great conversation, like the perspective of yours. So I think you'll enjoy that. That's what we were doing. And Bruce is the driver. I mean, he's the road warrior. I'm not kidding. He's like an Iron Man when it comes to driving. So, Bruce, you might want to tell him about our Sunday trip back from Washington, D.C., and what happened to you the next morning.
Well, wasn't that big a deal?
I told him I was going to get personal, so we'll.
We decided to drive all the way back from Washington straight through to Florida. And then the next morning at 8 o'clock, I had a rather large extraction of a tooth that had gone bad. So
with a very long route. So it was like a bodybuilder dentist. It took a bodybuilder dentist to get that tooth out, right?
It was very physical.
Yeah.
I felt like my head was squeezed like a melon. But he did a great job. I loved it. But so that's why we had to get back.
And you sound really chipper, but it really beat you up pretty bad. I know you don't want to say that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So now we should tell people what we are doing this next couple of days.
Well, we are sitting directly in the path of Hurricane Milton, and it's interesting to watch the reaction of people and the preparation of people. You know, we are surrounded by people of both stripes, people that are very strong believers and people that are very avid non-believers. And it's interesting when you engage them in conversation if you bring up the Lord in regards to these storms. The people that are not believers, you know, it really throws them off, I think. They just don't understand the power of the Lord. They don't understand the power of his storms and what that could be a precursor for. And I think what it's a warning of, if they are non-believers, they are being given a warning that this is what's coming at some point. There will be judgment. There will be the destruction of the earth. And if you think this hurricane is bad, you wait.
Yes, that's right. And we are. I'm trying to get practical. Maybe I'm not making it clear enough. I'm doing my best, and Bruce is my partner in this, to bring you the best interviews we can. Sometimes then the stories that you hear or things that you hear are not relevant for that day or for even for that week because I can't be at the mic here doing that all the time with the traveling. But we're doing our best to give you up-to-date information, and certainly the hurricane. This hurricane is very up-to-date. I'm not sure when we'll play this, but Milton is, at this point, it's a level, Category 4, maybe Category 5. I keep reading it's going back and forth.
Teetering on the brink between them.
Yeah, and we are not that far from the coast, so we know it's going to be unless God should change the trajectory, because only he can do that, then we may get hit pretty badly, and the studio might be knocked out. I don't know. So I'm trying to get some really good shows for you so that you can listen, and do pray. You know what? Those of us that know him, this is not going to be easy. I would never claim that, and yet there is a peace, because you know who holds you. You know who holds your future, and you know that he will sustain. No matter what happens, that doesn't mean it's going to be happy or easy. But there's a power that comes from the Holy Spirit for those of us who love him. It's the same power that allowed Stephen, when he was being stoned, his face shone as he looked into heaven. That's the kind of power that dwells in believers. Now, you may not see that, you may not see it in them all the time, because we still sin, and so we push him away. But man, when we are living in the center of God's will, really nothing can dissuade us from loving and serving him. So as we face the hurricane, that's the way believers are facing this. But as Bruce said, so many people are not, and we just hate for that to happen. We hate for people to go into eternity not knowing him, or go through these disasters without the assurance of there being this steady rock, the same yesterday, today, and forever, that gives us strength and courage. So just think of Floridians as we get ready to go into this. I want to close with a missive that our pastor here, Pastor Cliff Lee, sent to his church members before the storm is going to hit, because I think it's just a good word for all of us. He says, as we approach another storm headed to our state this week, it's imperative that we have unwavering trust in God. Psalm 29:10 says, "The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever." Consider this quote by author A.W. Tozer. "Because God knows all things perfectly, he knows nothing better than any other thing. but all things equally well. He never discovers anything. He's never surprised, never amazed. He never wonders about anything, nor does he seek information or ask questions. This means that God knows what he's doing and can always be relied on. Let's pray for God's protection over our state and the surrounding areas in the days to come. Okay, so I thought that was a wonderful way to end. I want to thank Pastor Cliff for that encouragement to all of us. And so we'd appreciate your prayers. But God, you know, God has been so good and faithful to Bruce and I. If we lose everything or if we lose our lives, and I'm not saying we're going to do that. I don't want to be dramatic, but we're prepared because we love him and are firmly planted in his word. And that's what I want for each and every one of you as you face whatever it is you're facing.
And, you know, honey, may I just double back since we were talking about pray, vote, and stand. I know a lot of people out there, we hear it, do not want to vote in this election because they don't feel there's a person that's fit to hold the office of president or their views don't align with theirs. And if I may commend to you, four people that we heard speak at this conference, General Jerry Boykin, Pastor Carter Conlon from the Times Square Church in New York City, Pastor Gary Hamrick from Cornerstone Chapel in Virginia, and David Barton, a Christian wall builders historian. Every one of them went through the documents of our founding and juxtaposed them to the Bible. And there is a biblical principle that we are to be involved in politics, we are to be involved in voting. And if you don't believe that, I would commend you, especially to Gary Hamrick, go on the web and find his sermon about voting as a Christian.
Yeah, it's great stuff, and it will give you some good perspective. All right, well, I want to thank our sponsors, and right now I thank Timothy Plan because they allow us to put our money where our values are and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Well, thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.